no actions required on our residents' part, so they can answer the call or let it go to voicemail. It's going to play a message. The message is about a minute long. And what this is designed to do is we're going to see if we have to put voice messages through with a lot of information, how fast and in what areas can we do this. There's differing levels of telephone infrastructure throughout the Kenai Peninsula, so there's not a one-size-fits-all solution. And one of the advantages of this system that we move to is being able to adjust that, because we want to make sure the word gets to those residents when we need it to. We don't want dropped calls or any other errors. So this is part of that process.
What's your desired outcome when things wrap up at the end of the day on Friday? What are you hoping to know?
The biggest thing that we want to know is how our telephone infrastructure will handle these calls in case of both a localized emergency and a, say, borough-wide emergency like we had that was the impetus of this replacement back in January. As an example, in 2014, with the Funny River Fire, we found that our system was able to make those phone calls quite a bit faster than the infrastructure could handle, because if you remember in the Funny River Fire, really the population that was impacted was very localized. So we ended up with dropped calls and other problems. We want to avoid that in the future. We don't want to disrupt our local telephone providers, both the wireless and the wireline, but we want to make calls just as fast as humanly possible or machine possible as it is to get that information out quickly without disrupting infrastructure. Our takeaway is going to be what that velocity is going to be, which is really the overall objective to this test this week.
How many calls do you hope to get out per given unit of time?
That's an interesting question. There's not really a specific target for calls per minute or calls per any measure. What we're looking at is what's the fastest that we can handle. So this provider, for instance, is nationwide and can send out just a multitude of calls. I don't even recall the number, but it's pretty impressive. However, a big city infrastructure might be able to handle quite a bit more calls than our mix of urban and rural infrastructure in the peninsula. So the number isn't as important so much as finding out exactly what that highest number is, what that edge is, before we start creating problems. And once we create problems, that means calls aren't getting through, which is the opposite of what we want to have happen.
Excellent. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, residents of the Kenai Peninsula Borough can expect calls from the Office of Emergency Management to try out this new system.
Primarily, residents will be receiving phone calls. It's going to be about a minute long, and the reason for that is that stresses the system actually much more effectively than texts. So we're going to be doing phone calls for this test. Most residents are going to get their call on Wednesday. Between about 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. is probably when most people will get their call.